This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 12th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is pleasantly warm across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze, perfect for an afternoon stroll by the beach. In Haifa, it's sunny, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Iran claims to have attacked a U.S. base in Jordan. It also appears to target the UAE, Bahrain, and Qatar following recent U.S. strikes. Also, the Jerusalem Post warns that Israel must innovate for future conflicts. Amidros stresses the need for technological advancements after a drone defense failure. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the U.S. has launched strikes on Iran. This follows an IRGC attack on a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran has declared closed until further notice. Separately, Ynet reports that Iran attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, closing the waterway. The IRGC claims this action is in response to U.S. interference. And finally, the Forward highlights concerns from UK Jewish groups as Andy Burnham, likely the next UK Prime Minister, criticizes Israel over Gaza. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping reports just minutes ago that the IRGC has officially announced a ballistic missile attack against a US Navy facility in Duqm, Oman. Open source intel writes now of renewed Iranian strikes on Bahrain and Qatar. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, notes that the Revolutionary Guards have recently attacked another ship in the Strait of Hormuz and the U.S. Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Iran's recent attacks. Iran claims responsibility for striking a U.S. base in Jordan and also aims at the UAE, Bahrain, and Qatar. This follows U.S. military action hitting around 140 Iranian targets. The tension in the region is escalating with potential implications for global oil prices and regional security. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage on Israel's defense strategy, Amidra, speaking in Jerusalem, cautions against relying solely on past successes. He emphasizes the need for continuous innovation in drone defense and other military technologies. This highlights the importance of staying ahead in military capabilities amid growing regional threats. Meanwhile, I-24 News details the U.S. military response in the Strait of Hormuz. After an Iranian attack on a commercial ship, the U.S. struck back, targeting Iranian military assets. The closure of the strait is significant, as it's a crucial channel for global oil trade. This action signals rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran, with potential impacts on global markets. Finally, the Forward sheds light on political shifts in the U.K. Andy Burnham, set to become the next U.K. Prime Minister, has criticized Israel's actions in Gaza. His stance raises concerns among U.K. Jewish groups about future U.K.-Israel relations. This development could affect diplomatic ties and influence Europe's approach to Middle Eastern politics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on an AI cheating scandal at Brown University, highlighting challenges for higher education. A professor uncovered discrepancies in exam results, suspecting students used AI tools like ChatGPT to gain unfair advantages. Separately, Ynet Business indicates the Bank of Israel has resumed dollar purchases following a long hiatus. The central bank's actions in June, buying over $1 billion, aim to stabilize currency markets amid regional instability. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, a woman plans to sue Superfarm after purchasing expired contraceptives, leading to an unexpected pregnancy. This case raises questions about product safety and consumer rights in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.